New Testament scripture admonishes us that we are to conduct ourselves with dignity and self-control. What does that mean?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study. We're going to be talking today about self-control. Self-control is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the Scripture has much to say about it. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, we read, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers." And in Titus 1, verse 8, we read, "We are to be hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, disciplined." God has a standard, and He does not lower His standard because of our ignorance. Therefore, what that means is it's up to us to move up to God's standard, and that's the reason why we bother to learn all of these things, why we bother to learn the Word of God, to apply those things to our life. It glorifies God. What is the problem if we don't have self-control? Well, Proverbs 25, verse 28 tells us, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." A city left without walls. In other words, without protection. There's another verse in the Old Testament that talks about the break in the hedge, speaking of the hedge of protection. And it says, if there be a break in the hedge, a serpent will bite him. Here it's speaking about demonic attack. It's like a city without walls. There's openings everywhere for the enemy to attack you, to cause you to fall, to cause you to sin. So you have to have an inward strength and self-control and be watchful. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. It doesn't say that the devil is a roaring lion. It says he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So we have to be watchful. That's why it says that in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Now there, the spirit of fear is a demonic spirit, but the spirits of power and love and self-control are ministering angels. What is this saying? God brings provision, strengthening, ministry through angels to help you to overcome, to help you to walk in self-control. This is part of God's provision for our faith walk, for our life, developing in us the fruit of the Spirit, of which there are nine in the Scripture that make us, form us, and break us and mold us into the image and likeness of Christ. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. So God will help you to overcome. God will work in you that self-control. One of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So what the Scripture is telling us is that God is equipping us. When we get born again, and the Holy Spirit indwells us, that's called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and then get baptized in the Holy Spirit upon, in which nine gifts of the Spirit are released upon us and activated for us to walk in the power of the Spirit to overcome, God then provides the means, the way to walk in the Spirit and to overcome and get the victory. So we read in Galatians that if we walk by the Spirit, we will not do the things of the flesh. You say, well, I'm not sure that I have the strength to do all that. Oh, yes, you do. In Philippians 4:13, we read, I can do all things through him, that is Christ, who strengthens me. When you got born again and permitted Christ to come into you and indwell your spirit man is then immediately and completely perfected anew. Scripture calls you a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new, the Word of God says. Now you must walk in it.
You're not doing it alone. Christ is living his life in you and through you. You see, the Christian faith walk is that of a changed life by an exchanged life. You invite Christ into your heart to be Lord and Savior. He agrees to save you. You give him your life. You surrender your life to him when you invite him in. He, in turn, gives you his life. That's a great deal. You're giving Christ your man life, and Christ is giving you his godlike life. So, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from every form of evil. And 1 John 2, verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride and possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Why do we need self-control? Because we have three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil, the scripture says. Not everything in the world is evil. We are to enjoy and appropriate to ourselves the good things that are in the world. God created this existence for us to enjoy and to live in. But not everything in this world is good or holy. So we are to be separated from the evil things of the world and separated unto God, and that is what holiness is. So in Romans 12:1, the Holy Spirit, through the apostles, said, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So self-control means not only being able to say yes to something, but being able to say no to it. And you must identify in your life those areas where you need more self-control than others. If there is an area in your life where you can say no to something as easily as you can say yes to it, then the fruit of self-control is being exercised in you in regard to that thing. But there may be other things in your life where self-control is not easily exercised, such as your food and eating habits, or your sexual habits or preferences, or your love of money, for instance. And I could go on and on. And those are areas then where we have to take possession of self-control and confess it into our lives by faith, because it's part of the work of the finished work of the cross. Colossians 2:11, at the cross you were circumcised of heart, of whatever you needed to get rid of, whether it's habits or attitudes or habitual sins or lack of self-control or anything else. God got all of that for you at the cross. That was the fruit of the work of the cross. So the last words that come out of Jesus' mouth were, it is finished. The work of salvation is finished. That was his testimony. The word salvation in the Greek of the New Testament means not only being saved from sin, but being saved from self and being saved from circumstances. The word salvation not only means being saved, it also means healing, and it also means deliverance. So, 1 Peter 2:24 says, at the cross you were healed. And 2 Corinthians 1:9 and 10 says, at the cross you were delivered. So, you see, it isn't scriptural to ask God to heal you, because you're asking him to do something that he already did. You're asking him to do it twice. No, at the cross you were healed, so now you start faith confessing your healing and taking possession of it by your faith confession. your faith-filled words. I take possession of my healing through the finished work of the cross by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name. I take possession of my deliverance from such and such by the finished work of the cross by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name. I take possession of circumcision of the heart of such and such, or I take possession of circumcision of the heart by the finished work of the cross, by the faith of God, of Christ Jesus' name, of all lack of self-control in me, or of lack of self-control of this or that in me, by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name. You see, faith confession brings possession. The more you faith confess it and believe in your heart that you receive it, which is faith, the faith of God, that is, when you release the words, just like God releases the words and he believes they come to pass, you release the words, you believe they come to pass, because John 14:12 says, the things I do, this is Jesus talking, the things I do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do, for I go to the Father. So you faith confess to possess, and God will work self-control in you. That's why Jesus said, it is finished. The work of salvation, which includes healing, deliverance, and circumcision of the heart from all that we lack or what we need self-control for, is already done by the finished work of the cross. We must learn to take possession, apply it to our spirit, soul, and body. So we have to have self-examination on a daily basis. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to show us those areas of our lives where we do not have self-control, but we need self-control. And he will do it for the asking. Then we yield to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to work it in us and through us. Romans 13:14 tells us, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. And Romans 8, verse 5 and 6 tells us, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have the Holy Spirit in you? That's the Holy Spirit of Christ. Scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. Do you need self-control in your life? Is your life out of control? Jesus will help you to overcome by living his life in you and through you. You learn to surrender those things you cannot overcome. He takes them and puts them in the death work of the cross and gives you his life and holiness. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now and invite the Lord Christ Jesus into your heart. Receiving him by trusting faith, he will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit. which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.